I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Starbucks announced that it'll offer free Wi-Fi at all Starbucks locations as of July 1st with no registration required. Welcome to 2005, Starbucks. And the E3 Video Game Expo takes place this week in Los Angeles. It's an odd time for video games right now. Sales of the big consoles like Wii and Xbox are down, but casual gaming, stuff you play on Facebook or on your phone, is booming. This week, game companies are showing off products that they think will guide the future of their industry. Microsoft delivered the keynote address at that conference on Monday, and they announced a new Xbox 360, smaller, more memory, more space-age design. But here's the demonstration that everyone was excited to see.
Connect is here, and it's real. This is what happens when technology gets out of your way.
Kinect is an attachment for Microsoft's Xbox 360 game console. It's available November 4th, and it lets you play video games without holding anything in your hands. So to run in the game, you run on the floor. To grab something in the game, you pretend to grab in real life. Dean Takahashi has written two books about Xbox, and he writes about games for the website VentureBeat. He was there, and I talked to him right afterward and asked him how Kinect works.
Well, it has three components. One is a camera that sees your body movements and translates those movements into motions for characters on a game screen. It also has facial recognition, so if you come back in front of it, the camera sees your face, it'll say, hi, Dean, because it knows that it's you. And it also has voice command recognition, so you can do things like watch a movie and say, rewind, and the movie will start rewinding for you. They talked about different games that you can do that are coming when this debuts in November of this year. You can do things like jumping up and down, running hurdles, and you're physically doing all of these things. The camera sees you doing them, and if you do them well enough, then you do well in the game. It is a very kinetic kind of game playing that we couch potatoes are not so used to.
Yeah, I noticed the Kinect Sports reminded me an awful lot of the Wii Sports game that came with my Wii when I first bought it.
Yeah, but you can probably get a lot more tired doing these Kinect games.
Dean, what is this being used for beyond just playing games that they demonstrated?
Well, one of the cool things was a video chat system where you could use the combination of the face recognition and your voice commands. You can watch a movie, and you can stop the movie with a hand gesture, and then you can rewind with your hand by sort of like rotating it.
So what is it actually like to play? Chris Klug is with Carnegie Mellon University's Entertainment Technology Center. Chris, you've tried one of these things out. What's it like?
My one big impression of it was how responsive the camera was. I was expecting there to be a little lag, you know, that when I would do something, that it would either misinterpret my gesture or lag a little bit behind the action on the screen, but it kept right up.
If I'm not a video game player now, will this make me one?
You know, I've been in the game industry since 1981, and one of the big challenges we've always faced is getting games to be playable by people who didn't play games normally, making them part of a normal entertainment buffet instead of just kind of something that geeks did, right? And if you can find a way for them to be enjoyed in a medium that's not requiring them to be so geeky, there can be real success stories had there. And if, you know, this device can be shown to do that, the sky's the limit, because really this next century, I think, is going to be the century of the game-like experience, just like the last century was the century of the movie, if you will, the film experience.
I watched the World Cup over the weekend. What really drove me nuts was this sound. It was like 1,000 bees. And no matter how much I tried to pay attention, I couldn't because of the constant honking. It comes from this cheap plastic noisemaker called a vuvuzela. The stands are packed with people playing them. And now there's a vuvuzela app for the iPhone, and it sounds like this. Isn't it great? Now you don't have to fly to South Africa to annoy people and ruin everything for everyone. You can just do it from your phone for free. Yay, technology! We have information on that app and lots of other things at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.